Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Bergman Specialty Products, Able Heating and Cooling, Carlton Equipment, Michigan Community Credit Union, Northwest Community Schools, Blue Water Pools, Flavor Fruit Farms, Jackson YMCA, County National Bank. Tonight's game is also brought to you by
ERA Reardon Realty, Wilby Transit Mix, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and AC, Hanover Horton Schools, Lomar Machine and Tool, Jackson Orthopedic Specialist Dr. Robert Doan, Subway, Collins Brothers Floor Covering, and Tri-County Water.
Now, let's head out to tonight's game. With all the play-by-play, here's Steve Boyle and Matt Lehman.
Steve Boyle and Matt Lehman, indeed, glad to be live once again, Vandercook Lake High School. We were here 2 weeks ago, Matt. We got to see Vandercook Lake with a big win over East Jackson, and now they've got Hanover Horton here. And we're ready for some great football tonight.
Yeah, you know, we're going to find out, I think, how good is Vandercook Lake. I think that's the big question. You know, week one, they beat a solid Springport team who's 2-1 and on top of the Big 8 Conference right now. We saw them against East Jackson. I'm not sure if that was an indicator of how good they were. East Jackson struggled a little bit in that game. And then Addison, you know, they beat Addison up pretty good. And Addison played Hudson tough in week one, and Hudson's usually got a good program. So I think Vandercook's real. I think they're for real, and I think their defense is the key.
Yeah, we saw them. Well, they shut out East Jackson again. You know, East Jackson coming off a season where they couldn't even play. So, you know, we expected them to be struggle at times this year. So, yeah, it's nice for us to get a chance to see how good Vandercook really is tonight. And I think they are pretty good.
Yeah, I do. I think Hanover's a good test for them tonight. You know, Hanover's has had some success. You know, they beat they lost game one to Concord in a good, real good football game. Lost to Manchester, who's the perennial power in this conference. But a good Michigan Center team in week two, 22-21, and they got some good backs. And we talked about that, you know, before the broadcast. They got three or four guys that can carry the ball and carry the ball, you know, for a lot of yards and a lot of carries. So
yeah, some names you can expect to hear: Scott Bowden, Austin Kruger, Robbie Payne, Hunter Zeman. All with double-digit carries and 80-plus yards.
You know,
so
and they run that wing tee. You know, you don't see that wing tee every week, and you have to spend the week preparing for it. And they hide the ball well, and that's why you play the game.
Yeah, number of weapons on both sides. Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman here on your Football Frenzy Friday on K105.3. Of course, the big prize from the tailgate broadcast, the two-year, 24,000-mile lease on the 2016 Chevy Cruze from Art Main Chevrolet. We'll have the list of qualifiers from this week a little later on in the broadcast. On your pregame here for Bergman Specialty Products, Able Heating and Cooling, Carlton Equipment, Michigan Community Credit Union, Northwest Community Schools, and ERA Reardon Realty. We will take a three-minute break, come back and get things rolling here on the broadcast at K105.3, your Friday Football Frenzy.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle and Matt Lehman coming to you live from Vandercook Lake High School, the Chuck Miller Athletic Facility. And Matt, we were speculating last time we were here whether or not Chuck Miller was a Hall of Famer.
Oh, he was.
He indeed was at Central Michigan University, right?
You know, he was inducted in 1997. And when you look, you know, is that a big deal? Well, Dick Enberg, Dan Marley, Ben Kelso, those are all big
Thunder
names.
Dan Marley pulling out the Hall of Fame names. Yes. It'd be nice to be
Chuck
included
Miller
in a group like that. Yeah.
Yes, and I was looking through a little bit of his bio when he was at Central. You know, he was he led him in rushing, led him to a championship in the 51-52 season. You know, had 938 yards rushing in 9 games, was on the track team, and you know, he was a quality athlete in when I first came to Concord as athletic director, I really got to know him well as Vandercook's athletic director. He's a quality human being. He was kind of really a mentor. I mean, he was a guy that kind of reached out to me and helped me out. So I really, he deserves to have his place named after him.
Yeah, and it's a lovely place. We're in the press box here on the home field side of the stadium and enjoying the Vandercook Lake marching band taking the field right now. And they break into the fight song. Again, our broadcast tonight brought to you by Art Main Chevrolet, giving away a two-year, 24,000-mile lease on a 2016 Chevy Cruze. Of course, this game and all of our Football Frenzy games can be heard on K1053.com around the world if you don't happen to have a stereo handy. And we will continue with the broadcast here shortly.
You know, the other thing we talked about with Chuck is the fact that he was the head football coach for 20 years here. You know, won 8 conference championships, 4 teams were undefeated. So I got to believe he's got his eye on this team. And, following him and pushing him.
Yeah, it's good. Here we're ready to get things started again. Vandercook Lake undefeated on the season, 2-0 in the Cascades Conference. Hanover Horton 1-2 overall, 1-1 in the league. And we look to see, we had some good, a few good performers from Vandercook Lake. Of course, we saw him against East Jackson. It was a 41-0 victory. And so we look to see good things from those same guys again, Zathan Allen, Malik Wilkes.
They got good skill guys.
Nolan Hancock at quarterback was an important part of that victory.
He was. He threw a nice ball. He really did. And they got some weapons.
You know,
you got to have that, the quarterback, or, you know, they got 2 really good running backs. And then add to the mix, they got a great, you know, they got a nice receiver in Noah Cooper. So this team's, they got weapons. You know, I think their defense is their key.
So we'll take a 3-minute break. When we come back, we'll get ready to start things off here from Vandercook Lake on K105.3, your Friday Night Football Frenzy.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
I remember waiting for the
Steve
school.
Boyle, Matt Lehman, we're live. Michigan Center High School. Michigan Center. No, Vandercook Lake. Why am I thinking? You know, that's where we were last
week. That's where you're in the Hall of Fame.
They're going to name the athletic facility after me, probably. For now, we're at Vandercook Lake High School, the Chuck Miller Athletic Facility, getting ready to get things going here. The teams are huddling up. We're getting lined up for the kickoff here. Looks like Hanover Horton will kick the ball off. Vandercook Lake ready to receive the kick back deep for the Jayhawks. We have Noah Cooper and Zathan Allen back there as well. And again, a couple of very good athletes, quick kids. So right from the get-go, you're going to get action out of Vandercook Lake. One of the differences between the two teams, I think it's important that Hanover Horton stays in the game early, Matt. They only threw the ball 6 times in their last game. They don't go through the air a lot, and that's not the way they're set up. You know, they want to run the ball and keep it on the ground. So if they end up getting behind and needing to score points quickly, I don't know if they're not built that way.
They're not built that way. Not at all. They're a team that likes to control the game on the ground. Like I said, they run that wing tee where they hide the ball, and you never know who's getting it. And 3 yards in a cloud of dust.
Kick is off. It's a low-lining kick. Bobbled a little bit on the grab at about the 30-yard line. Devin Chaney on the reception. And we'll spot the ball almost directly on that 30-yard line. Vandercook Lake will start 1st and 10 from their own 30. And the offense comes out on the field. Nolan Hancock, of course, behind center at the quarterback position. We'll expect to see Zathan Allen and Malik Wilkes, the main ball carriers today.
You know, in Hanover Hortons, they're 1 year removed from the best year in school history. This team plays, they have a lot of confidence. You know, Johnny Stewart's done a nice job of building that program there. And they lost a lot of kids from last year, but this is a big game for them.
First play from scrimmage is give to Malik Wilkes. He finds a little bit of room. He's over the 35. We'll spot that somewhere out the 36. And that'll bring up a 2nd and 4 for the Jayhawks offense. So right away, big chunky yardage, Matt. If you could get a 6-yard gain on every first down, you'd take it, wouldn't you?
Exactly.
And again, they come up to the line. Hancock, little trouble with the snap, but he keeps it himself, breaks up the middle for a big gain. He's over the 50-yard line into Comet territory. Down to about the 48 or 52, depending on your perspective. It'll be a Vandercook Lake first down.
Well, Hancock is the guy. I was really impressed with him in the East Jackson game. Running the ball and throwing the ball. And that's one thing, you know, Hanover Horton lost their starting quarterback in the Concord game. Mm-hmm. And they're going with their backup. And we'll see how that's working for them.
1st and 10 from the 48-yard line. Under center. Hancock gives to Zathan Allen. He's got room up the middle. He's got a 1st down. He's over the 35. Down about the 33-yard line. Another big gain. And Vandercook Lake, 3 carries, 3 big gains. And they are deep into Comet territory in this first drive. 11:03 to go, first quarter. From Vandercook Lake on WKHM FM.
They got almost 40 yards in those first 3 games. So
Jackson. Yeah.
Great start for them offensively.
And that's again, too wide. Malik Wilkes in motion. gives to him. He breaks into the middle, but this time stuffed pretty well by the Comets. He'll still pick up about 4 yards.
And that's the one thing, you know, right now, you know, you look at Hanover, and they've struggled a little bit defensively. I mean, they've given up 95 points in three games. That's averaging over 30.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't bode well. They're gonna have to play better defensively to stay in this football game with Vanderbilt.
So again, the Jayhawks come to the line. Move the ball. Wilkes goes into motion. He takes the give again. This time up the middle. He finds a little more room. He's inside the 20. Another Vanderbilt Lake first down, and they eat up another big chunk of yardage. Wilkes, the Knights run down to about the 18-yard line. It'll be first and 10. Vandercook knocking on the door on their first possession here on your K105.3 Football Frenzy.
You know, I was privy to a little bit of information from the Concord game, and they struggled. Hanover Horton really struggled against the run. Gave up, you know, close to 400 yards rushing in that game. And,
oh, wow.
And Vandercook has excellent running back and good quarterback, and hopefully they make, you know, Hanover's going to have to make some adjustments.
This time Allen goes in motion, gives up the middle to Dylan Applegate. He's pulled down for a short gain.
Number 33, Dylan Applegate on the carry.
Still all positive yardage.
Well, you know, he's a guy we didn't talk about in the broadcast, sure. but he looked great in that East Jackson game, Applegate did.
Mm-hmm.
Second down.
It's right about the 15-yard line. Well, second down and a long seven. Hancock under center. Allen in motion. He'll take give up the middle. And he battles his way to about the 10-yard line.
Number one.
And they'll bring up third down for Vandercook Lake. Third and short. It's a little over a yard. Still to get.
Two downs to get this. They'll go on fourth down if they need to.
And nothing tricky from Vandercook so far. Just beating it up the middle. And they've had the blocking. They've had the holes. And they've got the horses. Hancock back under center. Allen to his left, Wilkes to his right. Wilkes goes into motion. He'll take the give up the middle. Cuts it back down to the 5-yard line.
First down.
We're first down.
Brought down by number 3, Hunter Zeman. For a Jayhawks.
So we will have a first and goal for the Jayhawks now. They're going to spot that. That's closer to the 7, Matt. 7, let's call it the 6.
6-yard line.
A little different formation from the backs. Three of them stuffed deep. Set up a hole for Zathan Allen. He battles through. It looks like he's short of the goal line.
Plays, 8 runs.
Number one, Zathan Allen on a carry.
No touchdown, but they'll get a first, they'll have a second and goal from about the 1-yard line. And again, nice run, and they have 3 guys in the backfield. Applegate goes through the hole and blocks. Wilkes goes through the hole and blocks. Allen had a pretty clear path. They did a good job pulling him down before he gets into the end zone. But Vandercook knocking on the door. The gives to Allen, and he takes in the middle, and that's a score. Vandercook Lake touchdown, 6-0, 7:52 to go in the first quarter. The Jayhawks on their first drive eat up some clock and put up some points. What's a Jayhawk, Matt?
That's a statement, man. It's the mystic bird.
You just want me to say that,
don't you?
Yeah, kind of a statement there. They controlled that, you know, just did what they wanted to. Hanover Horton put up a fight, but they just didn't have enough. And we'll see if they can make an adjustment. Extra point kick is up, and it is through. 7-0. Vandercook Lake scores first here at the Chuck Miller Athletic Facility on your K105.3 Football Frenzy. 30-second break, and we'll be back for the kickoff.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle and Matt Lehman, Vandercook Lake ahead 7-0. Hanover Horton to receive the kick. We've got a couple guys back. We'll have Tommy Schonard back there. Looks like the primary return guy. And Cheney's got a pretty good leg. We'll see if he can get it back to him. And the kick is up. It's a high end over end. Actually picked off on the side. Returns over the 20. Find a little rope. The middle. He's over the 30. To the 35. He's got pulled down. And they pull him back, but he'll get it up near the 35-yard line for the Hanover Horton Comets to start. Nice looking return.
Brought down by number 21, Rasheed Hicks.
Go ahead.
Payne's one of those guys we talked about, you know, a little bit in the broadcast, early in the broadcast. You know, him and Kruger and Bowden, all three of those guys run the ball well. Zeman, they moved him to quarterback after Dufferin got hurt. We'll see what they do. They need to put a drive together right here.
Zeman indeed comes up under center, the wing T formation that Hannah Horton is familiar with. Johnny Stewart, the head coach. And the give is to Robbie Payne. He's battling up the middle. That just looked like a rugby scrum right there. He's able to get, we'll see where they spot it. They're probably going to give him about 2 yards on that play. Second down, 8 yards for the Comets from their own 37-yard line. 7:17 to go, first quarter from the Chuck Miller Athletic Facility of Anacook Lake. The Horton offense breaks the huddle, gets to the line. Another give, this time the quick give to the fullback. He's got some room. Spin move. He's got a first down. He's into Vandercook Lake territory. Pulled down to 49.
They did a nice job holding the ball. I thought, I was looking in the backfield and I saw Zeman and the other running back run into each other. And I thought that was a broken play, and I looked up and Hanover's got the first down downfield.
Tommy Shonard right up the middle, gashed him for a big gain. And a first down for the Comets. And again, we haven't seen a lot of trickery, nothing fancy. Just a battle at the line of scrimmage and which team can hold the hole open longer. And it's a nice run from Shonard. And Hannover Horton's got something working in the early going on their first possession, trailing by 7. And now we got a flag before the snap. It's going to probably be a procedure penalty against the Comets.
Well, that's the other thing in this kind of offense is penalties are killer. You know, it's a lot easier to get 10 yards and 3 downs or 4 downs than it is to get 15 yards or 20 yards. So
and then we'll call the false start, and we're waiting to walk off the penalty here. So we'll get a 1st and 10.
And I know Coach Stewart, and I know Coach Stewart's not happy.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to walk over to that sideline after committing a penalty when, you know, Johnny Stewart's there waiting for you. Certainly intense, I guess, is a good word to describe him in my experience.
Out of town scoreboard, Grass Lake strikes first against Manchester. They're up 7-0. Addison leads Napoleon 7-0 as well. That game's at Napoleon.
So we move back. We've still got a 1st and 10 here from the 49. What, do we pick up the flag?
Yeah.
They were not penalized on the play. Zeman takes a snap, gives to Shonard. Around the end, he's trying to find some room. They string the play out, and he basically gets back to the line of scrimmage. We'll have a 2nd down and
23,
and maybe 9, depending on where they spot it here. They do give him a yard.
That was Kruger, Austin Kruger, the ball carrier.
All right. You're correct, Matt. Thank you.
It's hard to tell. It really is. It was 23 and 32 there.
And he's running directly at us with the ball covering
I thought it was 32 myself.
Similar stature on those two young men, too. And they're both in the backfield again as the Comets come to the line with a 2nd and 8 yards. Give to Kruger again this time. He's got a lot more room. Can't even tell if he's got the ball or not. His foot race here. Gets down to the 10-yard line. Pushed out of bounds inside the Vandercook Lake 10, and there's a little misdirection because you're not sure who has the ball. I could see, but if you're down on the field, I don't think you could.
No.
He really disguises that football. And
we weren't even quite sure that he had the ball. No, nice job. Nice job of deception right there by Hannover Horton.
And here's why I'm maybe not sure if he had the ball or not, because nobody touched him.
No.
Or he had a good 15 yards before anybody was even really pursuing him. And big long game down to about the 9-yard line. 1st and goal.
He got 30 yards and touch football on that one.
Yeah. After the long run, looks like Cougars out. To give this time to Payne around the end. He's got a little bit of room. Nice job by the Vandercook defense to recover and pull him down. Stop for just a short game. 2nd and goal for the Comets.
55, Sam Ray.
And again, this is a fun game so far, Matt. A lot of offense. putting some points on the board. We're under 5 minutes now, 7-0 Vander Cook in the lead, but Hanover Horton on the doorstep.
Well, the two games I've done have not been close. So I'm just hoping for a good hard-fought game tonight.
And he gives again to Kruger, and he finds some more room up the middle. He's inside the five, down to about the three-yard line. Hanover Horton continues to eat chunks of yardage up.
23, Austin Kruger on the carry. Brought down by number two.
Kruger gets his helmet pulled off on the tackle, but he does another. Kruger's been their most efficient, effective runner so far in the early going.
He's got to come out of the game, too, because the high school rule, if he loses his helmet, he's got to go out for one play.
Into the game instead, Austin Kilgore. Hunter Zeman gets the play from the sideline to kind of tuttle up. We'll get this third down play going now with under 4 minutes to go first quarter. 7-0 Vander Cook on top from the Chuck Miller Athletic Facility at K105.3, your Football Frenzy Friday night. Stay tuned for our qualifiers for a two-year lease on the Chevy Cruze. We got a flag on the field again. And then real quick to throw that flag early, Matt, where it looks like we haven't even had an opportunity for someone to commit a penalty.
Yep.
Just a couple times we've seen that come down. And it's an offside penalty. He's going to go against Vander Cook Lake, lining up in the neutral zone. So we'll get a half the distance to the goal line adjustment.
Well, it didn't take long for Manchester to answer against Grass Lake. 7-7 already.
Out of town. Scoreboard lighting up early here. So third down and goal from about the two for Hanover Horton. And important that they put some points on the board here as Vander Cook Lake marched right down the field against them on their first possession. Zeman will take the snap, looks to give to Robbie Payne.
Big play.
Great penetration by the Jayhawk defense. They knock it back.
Zathon Allen. That was Zathon Allen right there, showing what he does on defense. We know what he does on offense, but that's a huge defensive play right there. Instead of being third, you know, it was third and three at the 3 yard line. Now it's back to about the 9 yard line. Now it's fourth and nine. And Hanover's gonna have to draw up their best play right here.
And it looks like they will indeed run a play, not kicking here on fourth down. And that happens in high school. Sometimes you just don't trust your kicking game. And apparently Hanover Horton's in that mode, or at least they feel like they have a better chance scoring points here out of the run. And we'll take a timeout. For the Comets, we'll take a timeout from the broadcast. 7-0 Jayhawks, 2:37 to go. First quarter, fourth and goal for Hanover Horton from the 9 on K105.3 Football Frenzy. 1 minute break.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Comets out of the timeout on the field with the wing T formation. Zeman under center, fakes a pass. Now he'll roll out. He's got room to the goal line. Takes a dive, and we get a signal. Touchdown, Hanover Horton Comets. Trickery. Pump faked on the pass. QB keeper around the end.
That was a design play right there. They made that look like that was a pass. Threw that pump fake. Got Vander Cook's defense to move to the left, and Zeman swung around on the right side. Touchdown. Nice play.
Nice job, Hunter Zeman. 2:28 to go first quarter. Hanover Horton has pulled within one, and we'll get an extra point attempt here, perhaps, or maybe a two-point conversion. They break the huddle, and Zeman calls him right back in.
Well, it's a good use of a timeout by Johnny Stewart right there.
If you turn it into points, yeah.
If you turn it into points, you got to call your best play.
And they will indeed go for two. Zeman under center. And the give is to Kruger. Nowhere to go. And
number 23, Austin Kruger.
Austin Kruger pulled down for a loss. So two-point conversion fails, 2:28 to go. It is 7-6, Vander Cook in front. But the Comets keep pace. And a couple of impressive drives early, Matt. Just eat both teams able to march.
Yeah, both teams drove right down the field.
And see if we can keep that torrid pace going here. We'll keep it right here as we head toward kickoff. Again, on the game tonight, some of our fine sponsors: Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Hanover Horton Schools, Lomar Machine and Tool, Jackson Orthopedic Specialist, Dr. Rob Doan, and Jackson Area Subways. Stay tuned at the halftime break. We'll have the Collins Brothers Floor Covering halftime report. And at the end of the game, stay tuned for our Tri-County Water Player of the Game. And you can check out the K105.3.com website weekly for a photo of our player of the game from the weekend's previous game. So Hunter Horton will take the field for the kickoff. Vandercook Lake with Cooper and Allen back to receive. And Cooper was somebody we saw catch a few passes last week, Matt, or 2 weeks ago, I'm sorry. And he was impressive.
Well, you know, that first drive, you know, I think Hanover's going to make some adjustments. And don't be surprised if we see a little bit of Vandercook's passing game, you know, on this drive. Because it's a game of adjustments.
And the kick is up, down the middle. Actually caught by Cheney again. He pitches back to Cooper. Cooper trying to find Ruma on the sideline. He does get it, turns the corner. Sideswipes a tackler. He's up to the 50.
Nice
hit hard from behind.
Nice return.
Push forward. He's over the midfield to about the 45 of the Comets. Good starting field position for the Jayhawks. But one of the Comets players injured on the sideline. As trainers make their way over, we had a little bit of a break here. Now, it was a shame to see somebody go down, but when, like we saw, high force hit from behind, and that's one of the things that happened on those kickoffs, a lot of high-speed collisions. And
yep.
As a result, we hope he's not injured seriously. Certainly looks like concern from the sidelines, though. Can't quite tell who the player is. As both sidelines take a knee. We'll keep an eye on the action with the injured player. Bergman Specialty Products, Able Heating and Cooling, Carlton Equipment, Michigan Community Credit Union, Northwest Community Schools, and ERA Reardon Realty. A few more of our sponsors tonight on the broadcast. Of course, during our entire football season, people are getting registered for a 2-year, 24,000-mile lease on 2016 Chevy Cruze from Art Main Chevrolet. It's a pretty cruise, too, at least the one that we bring out to the games, man. Nice black, good-looking car. Shiny. I could see myself behind the wheel of it.
But you're an employee of the, so you can't.
I'm ineligible, yeah. You yourself are sporting a Chevrolet currently, aren't you?
I do.
Big old truck.
Yep.
I never figured you for a truck guy.
Well, you know, trying to turn over a new leaf.
Oh, yeah.
A truck guy. Yep.
Getting fit.
Yep.
Driving the truck. Oh, man. We're live from the Chuck Miller Athletic Facility here at Vandercook Lake. A nice facility, too. And again, the nicest press box we've seen.
For a small school this size, what a great facility. Talked about that. I like how they got the Cascade Conference teams' flags lined up in the end zone. You know, the scoreboard, they got a flower box built around it. Just they got it classed up here.
Looking to class from the Vandercook Lake. Hey, well, thanks to Barb Blair for all she does to help us get situated with the broadcast up here.
Barb's a great AD. Out-of-town scoreboard. Just got word from Concord. Concord leads Jonesville 8-0. The Yellow Jackets trying to go to 3-1.
Trying to get to 3-1. And they were trailing, what was it, 32-0. Brought it back.
Halfway through the third quarter.
Wow.
Came back and lost 30. They had the ball 32-30 and the ball, but didn't convert. Almost came all the way back.
And our injured Hanover Horton player being helped off the field is Jalen White. It's just a sophomore. He is walking, but he's got a couple guys keeping him steady there, so that's a good sign. I like to think that that's not a serious leg injury or something, which, you know, wouldn't threaten necessarily your life, but you know, sports for a long time, so hopefully he's somebody who can back into the game.
It looks more like I don't want to speculate, but it looks like it's more upper body.
Yeah. And again, we did have a couple of high speed collisions, and that's when something like that can just get pinched or trapped the wrong way, and something like that can happen. So we have first and 10 now for Vandercook Lake from the Comets 45 yard line. Steady diet of runs and big gains on their first possession. We'll see if they can continue that trend. 2:17 to go first quarter, 7-6. Vandercook leads. Difference is just an extra point. That goes to show you how important a kicking game can be in high school. You know, maybe not so much for long field goals or points like that, but just to have that secure extra point for a one-point lead. If they end up having a defensive battle the whole way, that could be the difference in the game.
You're absolutely right.
And we're underway here. The handoff is up the middle, and we're getting a big push. And Wilkes is going to get it up to about close to a five-yard gain through the pile. And that's another tribute to Zathan Allen and Malik Wilkes, the kind of athletes they are. There have been a couple of plays where Hanover Horton did kind of a good job and got to him quick, and we still see the pile just continue to move.
Exactly.
Because those guys are churning those legs and dragging those yards out.
It's like they held him to five on that play right there.
Yeah, holding him to five. Second and five. And play action pass. Hancock throws to Wilkes out of the backfield. He's got the first down. Breaks a couple tackles inside the 25.
Number 7, Nolan Hancock's pass is complete.
Nice job by Hancock to find an open Wilkes, and he caught it and turned it upfield and broke through about three tacklers there to get down to see where they're going to spot it at the 23-yard line. First and 10. Dana Cook Lake on a big game. First pass by Hancock.
Well, this team is built for the postseason. I mean, they run the ball. I'll tell you, I really like Hancock. I think that they may get into a game this year where they're going to have to utilize his arm. And we've seen that right there, a great throw. Threw a nice spiral.
This time the gives to Allen. And stopped pretty well, held to a short game. Pulled down to 20.
About three.
But they still seem to find, even when it looks like they got stopped short, it's a 3-4 yard gain. So Vandercook Lake continues to control the battle of the line of scrimmage.
I was just going to say, that's a credit to the Vandercook Lake offensive line. The guys that don't get much credit, you know, the guys that don't get their names in the paper. If you don't have those guys up front, you're not going to be successful.
And the Jayhawks back to the line with 2nd and 7 yards. Wilkes goes into motion, fakes the pitch. Hancock back to pass again. He's got pressure. Finds an open man. It's Cooper dive. Can't pull it in. Incomplete. Great job by Cooper to even get to that ball.
He almost made a great play right there.
So swift out there. And you can see the trust that Hancock has for Cooper because he just kind of floated that out there. And Cooper able to cover quite a bit of ground to get out there. But incomplete pass. We have another Hanover Horton player down on the sidelines, it looks like. And we got another pause. We're calling out the medical staff. The end of the first, Columbia Central and Hudson tied at 0, Matt.
Hudson,
scoreless.
Columbia Central's got a chance to go to 4-0 for the first time in, I think I read that right, school history.
I think we got word that the first injury we had was a broken arm.
Oh, boy.
On the Hanover, and that, well, Matt, you thought you saw a upper body injury, and that would certainly count as an upper body injury.
And he was walking gingerly like he was in a lot of pain. And
well, that would certainly hurt. We do have the other players up on his feet, and he's walking off by himself here. That's number 51, Tristan Falls, another sophomore for Hanover Horton. So we see a couple of the younger players on the roster getting injured. That kind of, you know, speaks to what East Jackson was seeing last year when they canceled their season because they didn't want to put these younger kids, less developed young men into games like this to have injuries. And well, Hanover Horton still has a full bench there. It just, you know, you hate to see anyone get injured, and certainly that's the situation they were trying to avoid at East Jackson last year. And to a degree, Concord, when you guys had to cancel a couple games out of Concord.
Third down.
It's not a good situation to be in. You know, this is a... And what it is you're, when you don't have the numbers, you got kids playing on both sides of the ball, you know, conditioning becomes a factor, and it becomes dangerous.
3rd and 7 from the 20. The give is to Malik Wilkes. He finds another big hole up the middle, still on his feet, dragging him into the end zone. Wow, that is
20-yard run.
Display of power by Malik Wilkes. He absolutely drug a guy 6 yards to get into the end zone.
He got probably 15 yards after the first contact right there. Nice run.
Touchdown, Vandercook Lake, and 2 for 2 on touchdown drives here. And we get Malik Wilkes into the end zone. He was our player of the game against East Jackson with 3 touchdowns, and he's got 1 on the game today. Extra point is up. We got a flag on the play. Wave it off, see what the call is. The official goes to pick up the flag. No, he leaves it on the ground. Discussion here. We'll get the signal. It is offsides against the Comets.
Offsides against the Comets.
in which case we will decline the penalty. They'll take the extra point. It was good, and it's 14-6. Vandercook Lake in front. Two for two on scoring drives. And we will take a 30-second break, come back with a kickoff on K105.3, your Friday night football friends.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman. Matt, you got a couple out-of-town scores for us?
I do. Manchester now leads Grass Lake 14-7. That was beginning to start the second quarter. Jackson High leads Lansing Sexton 7-0. As I said, Concord was up 8-0 on Jonesville. Hudson and Columbia 0-0 at the end of the first quarter. Lakewood leads Stockbridge 14-7. Stockbridge, well, I watched some of the scores of their game. They put some points on the board.
They do at that. Our kickoff is a low roller, and it's going to be picked up by Austin Kilgore. And he'll head into the line. He's over the 34-yard line, where Hannover Horton will start first and 10, trying to keep pace with the Jayhawks, trailing 14-6.
Brought down by number 20, Chris Cove, and number 25, Joey Templin.
That was a nice drive by Hannover Horton. They had a couple big plays. They do spread the ball around in the backfield, but their most effective runner had been Austin Kruger for most of that drive. A couple of big plays for him, though. Hunter Zeman ran it into the end zone on a nice fake pass designed QB keeper, and he bootlegged it out on the end zone. He's under center now. Three back behind him. Takes the handoff. It's give is up the middle. And a lot of room found. That play has worked for them a couple times. And 7 yards on the gain. And a little chippy on the field.
A little extracurricular activity.
So Schoenhardt goes for about 7 yards on the play. And then we get a little chippy. We get a flag on the field. And then we get another retaliation for Vandercook Lake. I got to imagine this could even end up in offsetting penalties.
I don't know.
Or they could go both against Vandercook. It's a little extracurricular. Not something you like to see, so.
It's usually one of the things about this. It's usually the guy that gets caught. Yeah, they called it on the.
They will call it Vandercook. And that was expected after the initial chippiness between the two players when a second guy entered the fray and threw that little hit on Schoenhardt.
Yeah, second guy gets caught.
The retaliation almost always is the one that gets caught. So they'll walk off the penalty. That'll put Hannover Horton into Vandercook Lake territory.
First down.
At the 43-yard line. With a first and 10 situation. We had a few penalties so far, Matt, but it hasn't really hurt either team.
Nope.
But in this case, Vandercook Lake trying to, you know, take some advantage in this game, and that puts Hannover Horton in a better position. And if they score points, you certainly would point to this as something that helped. 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter. It's been action-packed. Clock starts. Zeman under center. Going to wing T, three backs. And the give is this time to Payne, off tackle. He's got some room. He's got about 6 yards on the carry. Brought down by a group of Jayhawks, but more positive yardage.
Backed
up for the Comets.
Neither team has had an answer defensively. Both teams are, it was more like about 6 yards. They said, give him credit for five. Looks like it was close to 6 yards then. He gets 6 yards to carry.
That brings the
clock winds
quarter.
Down end of the on quarter. The first quarter. We'll take a 1 minute break and come back with second quarter action on K105.3, your football frenzy 14-6, Vandercook Lake in front.